So we see card descend of a VOA in the belly.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2023 uGibbs Dube. Endaba zethu namhlanje. Namhlanje usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day. Uthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ngananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya kunyembe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho esiya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu.
Kulabantu abathi ukukhuphuka kwempahla amahlayana eZimbabwe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni lanxa uhulumente ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi esithi izinto zime kahle.
Kodwa abanye bathi idola selingumqhuba. Abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Salathulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Namhlanje usuku oluqakathekileyo lwabomama ole Mother's Day uthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Sixoxe labantu endaweni ezijeneyo ngosuku lolu.
Mina ngiyuChristina Ndlovu, umamtunga ohlala eWashington State, eAmerica. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngelanga lalamhlanje lithakazelelwa omama bonke, omama abadala umhlaba, omama abaletha ulwazi emhlabeni. Omama abagcinayo sonke nje isizwe ukuze sithuthuke umama kumele abe khona phakathi. Ngiyabonga bomama, omama balothando, ingathi lapho likhona lamhlanje lingathakazelela ilanga lenu. Likhumbula ukuthi konke okuhle kuvela kumlimo kodwa okukakathekileyo kakhulu umlimo wasidala ukuthi sibe ngomama siphakamise isizwe. Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMandlovu ohlala eMagwegwe North. Ubelela ngelihle mama, yini nginje ngini ngenye wezimbili kumbe senza lokho engikwenzayo kuyona le indawo. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu mama, ngiyakuthanda kakhulu Mandlo, ubelela ngelihle mngani wami.
Ngizalwa ngokhethweni Ndlovu, ngisekhethwe namhlanje. Ngibanga lethi Mother's Day. Ngithi ethi Mother's Day kuvelele Ndlovu, iNdlovukazi. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu. Ongezele okukhulu kakhulu, angeke ngipayisele ukuthi ngikuqalise. Ungifundisile ngaba umama engiwuye namhlanje. Ngiyakhala kuye nxa kunzima. She's a shoulder to lean on. Ngivele ukho konke. Ibhizinisi ngivulele ibhizinisi after ngiqede form 6 wangivulela ibhizinisi yokuthi ngithengisa amabhebi. Unfortunately it said that bazanga give up on me so ngiyamthanda kakhulu kuningi kakhulu akwenzile empilweni yami.
Ngigama uTimothy Mncube, upresident weZimbabwe African National Congress. Bese ngithi leli lilanga elihle kakhulu for bonke omama basemhlabeni, omama eZimbabwe. Sithi omama abaphathwe kahle emhlabeni jikelele, omama kabahlonishwe, omama bazimbokodo, omama baluthando, omama kamabavikeleke kuzo zonke izinto ezingalunganga. Siyabathanda omama, sohlala sibathanda. Zimbokodo, sicelebrate ilanga leni namhlanje, masibonge.
Laba ngabanye abantu esixoxe labo endaweni ezijeneyo zalethulela okuningi namhla ngosuku lolu. Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe. Abacungula ezomnotho bathi lokhu kubangwa yikugugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe. Kuthi kulabanye abathi kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu losomabhizimusi uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda.
Ye sibona izinto ziqhubeka zikhuphuka eZimbabwe, okunye kokuningi kubangelwa kakhulu yikuthela kwamandla kwemali eZimbabwe, iRTGS kumbe ethiwa ngama bond notes. emkambo omnyama ethiwa iblack market. So abantu bonke sebejikile sebesebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu idola lemelika. Kanti njalo bese kusiba khona nje lomkhuhlane okhona eZimbabwe ukuthi osomabhizinisi bayathanda into ethiwa iprofiteering ukuthi sebe sifuna ukuthi senze iprofit enengi nje kakhulu bese kuloke kukhuphulwa intengo kwesikhathi udinga uswele ukuthi kanti ukudla into lezi zakhuphuka nge-US dollar kuhamba njani lona i-US dollar lingawanga i-value yalo kwi-international market.
Ye, okunye ke baba Sibhalo ngathi ngakhonoko.
So kubangelwa njalo okunye futhi ngananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya okunye mbe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho esiya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu. Akuziseki ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi intengo zikhuphuke. Impilo iqhubeka isiba nzima kakhulu ikakhulu kubantu makhaza. Ikakhulu abantu abasebenzela uhulumende abahola imali yabo encane kakhulu enye yakhona ingama RTGS ivele ingathengi lutho. Sikhuluma ngabantu abanje ngama teacher abathi nxa beholile nje imali yabo ivele isiphelele emoyeni ngoba izinto zikhuphuke kakhulu intengo yazo okungazuseki ukuthi yindaba. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mina kwenziwa ukuthi sesisiya ekhethweni, so nxa kuyiwe ekhethweni kuba khona ama maneuvers amaningi, kanti njalo kube sifa khona labantu abosomabhizinisi abanye nje abangalazwelo abafuna ukuthi bona banothe kakhulu wahuquluze okungabe kukhona banothe ngesikhathi esincane. So iluhluphe silalo, kodwa ekugcineni kwakho konke abantu makhaza, the ordinary people yibo abasuka bahlupheke kakhulu. Imali ebazitholayo zingaseneli kuthi la vele iningi labantu angithi vele kalisebenzi. So bese kusiphisisa izimpilo yabantu ibenzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe, kuba nzima kakhulu ukuphila. Uthola ukuthi kuba nzima ukuthi abantu bebenze nje izinto zihlangane, ungahlanganisa la school fees lento ezinjalo, impilo yabantu ibanzima. Sidinga sweleke ukuthi kanti kwenziwa kuyini. Uhulumende kumele anelise ukuthi athi rein in on abantu osomabhizinisi abakhweza intengo kungalasizathu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Sibanda, usomabhizimusi wakwaBulawayo. Siphinde sixoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle, kunenge okubanga ukuthi izinto zingami kahle. Okokuqala nje ukuselela kwemali yangaphandle okwenza osomabhizinisi bagcine besiyayithenga emkambo omnyama badlulisele ukudula kwayo ebantwini sekuyintengo ephezulu. Okwesibili ukuthi i-industry yethu silokhu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, ngakho siyathenga izinto eziningi ngaphandle zize elizweni zifike ziqathaniswe lalokho okukhona zibe seziya phezulu ngoba imali yethu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, kanti imali yangaphandle iyadula.
Baba Ncube, ubona ngazani kukhona okunye na okubangela ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla?
Imali yeZimbabwe isilokhu iphelelwa ngamandla, iyehla emandleni kayiyindawo. Okwesithathu, ezepolitiki abantu kabazithembi siya kwi-election ukwenza baqalise ukukhweza izinto bengakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakani ngemva kokhetho luzazala nokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke zonke lezi zinto ziyancedisana ukuthi kuye phezulu okuthengiswayo ngentengo. Ngakho kuyadinga ukuthi uhulumende akulungise konke lokho, hhayi ukuthi abe khuluma kuphela.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngeswelo sikaZulu, sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Yesi ngakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kweleSudan kusokubulewa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Abantwayo bazama ukukhumisana umlota. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba imibiko yemfihlo eyayithulwa libutho lakwelemelika ngudlu iveza ukuba uhulumende wakwele Ukraine wayefisa ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia. Okwamanje amazwe la alisana kwele Ukraine kuphela. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senana masiva we senzi we manje ngoba bamkhulu uthelo masiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke namhlanje kwezamasiko esintu yeziyakwazi ukuthi kwamanje udlelana ngenkosi ubulelani lobhengula wakhethwa umndeni wakukhumalo uba inkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi sakwamukela kuhlelo baba Ngwenya kunjani baba ye akusitshele ngokuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku kula ngapho kwele South Africa
saba nohlelo olwaqala ngokuxoxisana nobaba uNgema oyinkosi yasemangadini ukuthi abantu bakithi mhlambe nxa kungaba losizo olungenziwa siyabona ukuthi isikhathi sabo esibekelwe lapha eSouth Africa ungathi sisiye emaphethelweni yikho-ke saxoxisana naye ubaba uNgema kwaze kwaholela ekutheni kube lesivumelwano sokuthi abantu beze khona le mangadini inkosi izobabona ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu abanjani abangakanani. Ekuhambeni kwethu-ke kwasekusiba le nhlangano zepolitiki esathola ukuthi lazo zithi ziyafisa ukusizana nathi njengoba liyabona laphana sekuze kwavela ne-EPF lapha laphana kuyona ethiyona layo izokwenza imizamo njengoba sebeke baxoxa lo baba ongu-Minister of Home Affairs uDr Aaron Motsoaledi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa ubona kanjani kuzasebenza yini njengoba sizokuthiwa-ke kulabanye abezomba ngazo sebengenela khonapho kumele kwenziweni khonapho.
Ubukeka futhi ukuthi akuzange kube i-APF yodwa le nhlangano zepolitiki zangapha kwelakithi omthakazi lazo zazikhona esagcina sesibona ukuthi hayi lo waluqale yithu ludaba kodwa-ke asivumeni ukuthi okwamanje njengoba sebevela labo osopolitiki sisebenze njenge-forum kumbe ama-stakeholders. Yikho-ke besiloko sincedisana sibonisana ukuthi singenza kanjani ngoba si-ofisi lenkosi akekho umuntu ongamukelwayo. Yikho-ke sakhetha ukuthi njengoba sebekhona labo kusetshenzwe ndawonye.
Hayi-ke gcuba khonapho kwabangweni.
Engingakutsho nje ukuthi bakithi abantu aba-understand ukuthi sisazama akukabi le nto ebambekayo etheni. Kwaba nje le ndlela ikakhulu ubabuhlengwa njengoba wayehambile yokuchazeka kwezinye izinto abanye abantu babengazi-understand ukuthi amalungelo akhona asemthethweni kanjani. Njengakho khona lokho ukuthi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha banalo ilungelo lokuthi xa sebefikise i-16 years behambe bayo-aplayela ama-ID. Yikho-ke abantu abaningi ababengaku-understand ukuthi kumele kwenziwe kanjani. Njalo-ke ohlengwa babuye futhi bakuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu abanga-understandiyo labo bazozama ukuthi bebe le committee labo ezosebenza lisondele eduze ne-Home Affairs office ukuze abantu bechazeleke kahle basizakale labo bafuna ukuthola lolo sizo.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenya ungadini lokusasa kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhlaumpe sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Kusenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumeli sikabulelani lobhengula wakhethwa umndeni wakwaKhumalo ukuba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Sesibiziwe njalo kongema edanatho ngo-4 June, mhlaka 4 June siyacelwa yokongema edanatho. Okwamanje uthi uNgema kuza abantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu ukuthi bazelalela izikhalo zethu. Yikho abantu bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi angabi khona osalayo. Siyeni sonke ngobuningi bethu siyekwethula izikhalo zethu kubantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu bathe kungcono beze bazezizwela bona mathupha. Siyathanda lokutsho bakwethu ukuthi ngemva kwensukanyana nje kudlula u-4 kuzaba lehlekana elizahamba esigodlweni kwaZulu liye khonza esilweni. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzafuneka ukuthi kube lezifuyo ezithile esizihambisayo kanti mhla osuku mhla ka-4 lakhona kuyafanele ukuthi kube khona inkomo ezithile ezizazihlaba ukuze sidle. Kazifuni kube khona umuntu ozahambe engadlanga njengalokho kwenzakala mhla ka-19 March.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Khumalo. Abafisa ukuthi bangene kukhonokho kumele bakuphathe njani?
Into ebalulekileyo bantu bakithi ukuthi asibhadale nama-R150 ku-akhawunti yethu le yaCapitec ekaMrs. Zanele Alfred u-1-666-844-320 bese sithumeza ubufakazi bokuthi sesibhadele kuma-numbers la esiwafakayo kuflyer ukuze sirekhode. Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sonke sibe khona. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokho bakwethu kufana lokubhala esibhakabhakete ukuthi sesikhona thina singumthwakazi isizwe sikaMzilikazi kaMashobane esilelungele ukuphila lapha eSouth Africa nokuphila lekhaya akungabi khona othandabuzayo ngokubunengi bethu akube yilowo mbhalo okhulumayo ukuthi nansi isizwe sikaMzilikazi silelungele ukuphila singacindezelwa muntu silelungele ukuphila emazweni omabili ngenkululeko singahlukunyezwa muntu. Yiko bantu bakithi siyanxusa ke ukuthi lalabo bakithi aba overseas abangeke benelise ukuba khona. Siyacela ukuthi lisize lincedise lifake lana iminikelo yenu ukuze lolu hlelo lube yimpumelelo. Asibonge mahlaba ezulu. Into esizayenza ngisiya ngamanani ethu sizalungisa izimota, siyalungisa amabhasi, sikhangela amabhasi angu-20 azathatha abantu ngendawo ngendawo zabo. Okwamanje babuthi siyaqinisa ukuthi akube asibenise sibhadele kufika u-1 June ukuze sikwazi ukuplana ngoba ukuthi umuntu eze mhla osuke ephethe imali kasimthengelanga kudla kasimorganizelanga transport sizaba le cut off date ka-1 wabo usubhadele phangisa ubhadale ukuze sikwazi ukuplana kahle sifuna into le ihambe kahle ibonise ukuthi ngabantu abale order hayi ukuthi bese kusiba nje abantu bahambe bengadlanga akusiphathi kahle lokho so asibhadaleni masinyazana ukuze sikwazi ukuplana asibonge siyabonga kakhulu uthwakazi omhle siyabonga kakhulu asihlangane khona eDanato mhla ka-4 June
Lo umnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumele sikabulelani lobhe ngula wakhethwa umdeni wakuKhumalo uba inkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamili nkomo lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla usiphatheleni mfundisi
siyabingelelana zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo ilizwi lethu bela namhlanje siyalithola etestamenteni elitsha ngokuloba ubukajohane isahluko sesine indima yesikhombisa uJohane 4:7 kufundeka kanje owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi uJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise siphinde njalo owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi uJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise mhlawumbe nesindebele singathi uJesu wathi kuye ake unginathise amanzi into yokuqala lapha abaziyo labafundi iBhayibheli belicubungula bayakwazi ukuthi amaJuda lamaSamaria babengahambelani kwakungathi nje kuyahlola kuyazila asiyonto nje elula ukuthi umJuda lomSamaria bahlangane baxoxisane ingabe bakhuluma ngani kodwa nansi into ehlanganisa umJuda uJesu lomama waseSamaria ngamanzi uJesu uthi akwe unginathise kulo umama owayezokukha amanzi amanzi siyakwazi ukuthi ayimpilo ngenye indlela izinto ezisekela ukuphila kwethu kazikhethi ukuthi ubani unjani kakukhathalekile ukuthi uyisinothi ungumyanga ufundile kawufundanga abantu bakucabangela ukuthi ungumuntu onjani ungaba yikho ungabi yikho lokho kodwa ke amanzi ayimpilo lokhu kukhomba ukuthi bonke abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu kumele basizane ukwenzela ukuthi impilo abayiphilayo lapha emhlabeni ibe yimpilo ezabalethela okuhle kuphela amanzi la uJesu ayewatsho esemthonjeni wayekwazi ukubana womile umama lwaseSamaria laye usemthonjeni kumbuse esikotshweni kumbe ungaphi uzodinga amanzi ngenye indlela wayezodinga ukuthi emzini wakhe uphile kahle uJesu ekwazi lokuthi amaSamaria lamaJuda kabahambelani kazange athandabuze uthi kuye ake unginathise amanzi ngomile ngihambile umango sengifisa ukuthola into engasiza umphefumulo wami banga abantu ababuya kithi becela ubana sibasize thina siqalise ukuba bandlulula lanqabe izidalwa zikaNkulunkulu sihlole ukubana lo uvela le singazake simsize ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono sibuye leze sibale lembali ukuthi embalini vela uzange kwenzakale into enjalo kanti ke siyabe singalandeli indlela yokuthi lo umuntu udinga uncedo kithi uthi ake unginathise ake ungisize ungakhathalekile ukuthi mina ngumJuda nomSamaria amanzi izinto ezisinika ukuphila kazi sihlanganise sazi ubana sisabelane ukuthi thina siphile lalabo abadinga uncedo lithi baphile ngasibasizeni ngasisizaneni singabandlululani singakhethani sithole ukuphila ofana naye asikhulekele baba sicela usinike inhliziyo yokuzwisisana ukuthi ukuphila kwethu sonke kuyafana naye ebusweni bakho uJesu siyakhuleka amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo ungadinwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo iqembu leyalenda sibe nguthini lobhanga 0-0 lele Simbabora emdlalweni weCastellaggers Premier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela yemidlalo efanayo ngezi Platinum 1 FC Platinum 0, Triangle United 1 Yata 1, Capes United 0 Wange 0. Kusenjalo uMathodana Horsepower Chabangu ufuna ukuvuselela umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament duke waduma kakhulu eminyakeni edluleyo kodwa usule minyaka embalwa ungasadlalwa njalo uchaba ngokuthi imizamo yokuvuselela iqale enyakenye.
IHorsepower Offseason Tournament unfortunately nje isilesikhathi ngekho ngoba izinto zike zatshintsha zaba lama hardships njani njani. But I hope this time around, especially this year, is abakhona ngoba last year kube liphutha ngoba ikoma ground sani very late. I don't want to lie to you ngoba bafana bagcwele and abaningi asebedlala kathesi abayazi iHorsepower Tournament. Bese ukuthi ngani kuyenzakala ukuthi mina nginikezwe ichance abafana ababe bengene YCT laphana kungu-December okudlala khona uMaruwaru ebuye vele France uMaruwaru wayegadi uramachine ebuye ezedlala kuHorsepower. Ngelinye ilanga I remember Wesley Gilbert babuya bevele eHarare.
Imidlalo yeHorsepower Offseason Tournament iqaliswe nguChabangu sokusiya phela iminyaka yama-1990s njalo ibidlalwa ngabadlali ngesikhathi sekhefu leKhisimusi. Kuthe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu aqala ukuvimbela abadlali ukuba bephatheke kiyo ngoba kuthiwa bazalimala. UChabangu uthi vele yena injongo yakhe ngeyokupha abadlali abangazakaliyo ithuba lokuba bebonakale.
Kuke kwaba le problem mina umngani uzilethu Ernest Maphepha wayengumanager kuHighlanders. I remember ngelinye ilanga eWhite City oDezi labothabana omqwayi befuna ukudlala bonke ozenzwe befuna ukudlala uErnest ebalisa but abafana labana bala bathi hey ngathi silambile sifuna ukudlala lapha kuHorsepower kodwa umthetho lwana sawuzwa kodwa hayi siyabe singafuni lathi bona laba abaningi abepremier thina sifuna ukushowcase abanye abangazakaliyo kodwa ofuna ukuzidlalela kasimalisi.
Ngensukuqala umncintiswano lo wawungenwa langabadlali abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bedlala ndawonye labanye abakhule labo emalokitshini abakhulele kuwo. Uqhubekele phambili ulokhu udlalwa ngemva kokuba abadlali abadlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League bengasavunyelwa ngamaqembu abo kodwa bekungasafani. Ngesikhathi esadlala uChabanguke wadlalela amaqembu abalisayele Context, kweUnited, iRodal kanye leMiklis.
Context iyayikudivision 4 ngiphiwa la umbuzo ukuthi why i-team yami ingazani yaxega ngathi hayi asila ma players ikhiwa lathi kuya la ma players yiko ukuthatha kwami u-NST umaphepha aso umaphepha u-NST kokulomunye umfana othiwa ngu-Simon umaphepha sihlala same area la NST ngamthatha lo Richard Ndlovu ikhiwa lafika lathi ha kanti abantu bakho ingazani balutshwana yiko ukusuka ngigijima siyengubo enja siyathatha u-Titus Majola siyathatha u-Odala siyathatha u-Tostawo kwakuseseli cream engubo enja ngathatha ba-5 players yiko ukuthi i-context ibe khona
uchabanga uchiye ukudlala ngemva kokulimala edlalela iqembu le-Mikkies kusigaba se-South Zone ngo-1978 ngemva kwalokho ube nguNompembe waphinda njalo waphathela ekuqoqeni imidlalo ye-social soccer ugcine ebumba eyakhe i-league ebulawayo company social soccer league ngiyimele i-Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngimu-Joseph Njanji
siyabongakakhulu Njanji siqhubekela phambili ngokunanza usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day
Injenge mama. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day from James Marabin. One time.
Let me dedicate my poetic praise to women. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to Mother of the Universe, Mothers of the Nations. I speak of women. What world would this be without women, daughters, girlfriends and wives? Thus humanity needs love.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami osedlulile. She's been gone for 2 years, but still I remember her every day. I wish she was here today for me to spoil her. Umabhela, umamtungwa, konke lo mama omdala, umafuyane. I wish them Happy Mother's Day in heaven. Thank you.
Human beings are inclusive of women and girls. We struggle as one without women. We should forget you. Jesus Christ was born of a woman. I remember the fellowship of Ethiopia. Why not remember Nandi, the mother of Shaka? I remember Queen Zinga from Central Africa. I remember Kamita and Hanna from Tababin. I remember the Amazons from West Africa. I remember Nyamazara from Zikara period. Why not remember Adelaide Kessa Hayford? I remember Lucy Gay of the Jebel.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi Bekezela Fufe lo mchubuli olodumo uJames Marabini ekhuluma ngosuku lwe-Mother's Day. Lami ngithi Happy Mother's Day to umama wami, umamoyo, labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Siyalethanda lonke. Sesilugqiba-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, walivalisa umthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale. We'll be right back.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.